Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 17. It's your girl, Margaret, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you're always missing some shit. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. If you are living under a rock, because I know I'm late to the game, but still, on February 14th, I dropped my single, Complicated. And as you can see from today's title, the episode is all about complicated dick. So today I am going to break down a little bit about the song and what Complicated Dick is and what we should look out for. And then, of course, you know, some feedback, etc. So in the description box of today's episode, you will find the links to my single Complicated. Shout out to everybody that has so far been pressing play. Shout out to the people that have been giving me feedback. Shout out to my Snapchat fam. I fucking love y'all. Like, I've always found a place on Snapchat to love my people. And it's no shade to IG, but I do. Like, Snapchat is like my day one. So shout out to y'all, you know, just for sharing me, the tagging me, giving me the feedback of the song, just showing me love. Believe it or not, okay, Sipsy at the Bodega Music, baby, has been year to date on 127 playlists. Yes, like, y'all did that, I did that, we did that, bitch. I'm so grateful for the people that put me on their playlist. It overwhelms me sometimes, but in a good way, because like, when I first started doing music, which is about 2 years ago now, it was just for the podcast. It still just is in a way, but I'm having fun, you know. I'm using it to express myself the same way I do with my podcast. And just to see how people can understand, you know, my comedy, understand, you know, my artistry, and just support it. I mean, I think it's so fucking dope. Now, of course, it's been a long and rough journey. I don't know where I plan to take this music thing, because a lot of people ask me that. I'm just having a good time. So let's get into today's episode. So as you can see from the title, today's episode is all about Complicated Dick. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about the breakdown of the song and what Complicated Dick means to me. Also, what we need to look out for, okay, to avoid Complicated Dick. And then, of course, my thoughts and advice on how we can cope or break free. Just saying. Now, per the usual, these are my thoughts and sentiments, and if you don't fuck with me or that, yeah, not my problem. We don't have a customer service line here, bitch. Just saying. So let me get into it. So Complicated Dick. Interesting enough, I recorded this song a few months ago. It was inspired by a summer fling thing when I was in my hot girl summer day last year. And Complicated, or Complicated Dick, is basically focusing on when you get into a connection with someone. Maybe it's a fling, situationship, or relationship, and the sex is so amazing, but it's complicated. And as you even seen, like, on Facebook, for example, they still do it, because I don't be on Facebook, but back in the days, they had, like, it's complicated or whatever. And basically, it's where we have a lot of mixed signals. We don't really know where we stand in a connection. Or maybe there's just certain unhealed traumas that these motherfucking niggas can't get through, honey, that end up complicating the situation. However, what kind of offsets all that bullshit is the fact that they have really bomb dick. Just saying. So, Complicated Dick obviously is a joke, but not a joke. And let me be clear, okay? I'm fully aware that everything is perspective, okay? When it comes to complicated dick or bomb dick, whatever we want to call it, okay? Now, again, complicated dick can be all dick sizes. However, for you to have bomb sex, I'm talking about you need to be in that long to schlong. You know, you gotta be strong, hard, long, wide. You know what I mean? Go on and on. Can't, dun, 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 dun. That kind of dick? That's the kind of dick that's bomb sex to me, okay? I'm talking about the rounds, honeys. Okay? Go round for round, okay? You not being tired. You not sweating through your do-rag. Like, you doing your rounds, okay? I'm talking about where you waking me out of my sleep, bitch. 4 a.m, give me some dick. Okay? The dick that be having you go outside at 2 a.m. I'm just saying. So that for me is bomb dick. Now don't get it twisted. Like I said, complicated dick can come in all shapes and sizes, bitch. But that bomb, that's the one that really, you know, you're gonna have to go to therapy. That's the one that your friends be like, bitch, if you don't leave him alone. You know what I'm saying? That. That's bomb sex. So I just want to clarify that real quick because I don't want every man on this planet to get confused. Because don't get it fucking twisted. You know what I mean? I know the moments in my life where dick had me wilding out. You know what I mean? But I promise you, it was some real bomb bomb. If it wasn't bomb bomb, bitch, you got cut off, blocked, bye. Like, let's be for real. So how could we identify, right, when a man has complicated dick? I think the number one way, okay, and I don't care who I offend, the number one way is when a motherfucker is love bombing you. Okay, and I like to call those motherfuckers calculated, aka manipulation. Why? Because how many times have you met a man, right, where they're doing the most? I'm talking about like, bitch, he's like clockwork. I think they set an alarm to say, good morning, bitch. Good evening, good afternoon. Niggas is calling you on the lunch break. You know what I mean? Niggas is doing the most. They want to take you out. They're giving you effort. They telling you all the things you want to hear. They spitting the bars like, can you be my Gina? I'm talking about all of that. Like, this is where men give you consistency. This is where men like to sit there and, you know what I mean, give you everything you like, right? Because they're calculated, bitch. They're calculated. Let's just be real for 1 second, right? Men know that women require consistency and attention, right? And for some odd reason, they really truly think of it as a game because the prize here, baby, is the pussy. Which, newsflash, pussy is power, and we'll get into that in a minute. But men will do the most, bitch, okay? The most to get your attention, to maintenance your attention, because they just want some pussy. Okay? And I kid you not, it's like a thing for men, okay, where they feel like, oh my God, I got the goal if I get the pussy. You know, my game was so well because I got the pussy. Like, that's what they do. That's what they do. I feel like it's manipulation because a man will study you, analyze you, give you exactly what you want until they get what they want. Manipulation. And what happens is that men who cultivate a space like that, honestly and truly, just to break them down, are just little broken boys who were in love by their mother at night. I'm just saying, are little broken boys that didn't have a father figure to teach them the art of respecting women. And most importantly, are little broken boys who just don't love themselves. It's that little broken boy syndrome where you were left on the porch, they didn't watch you, they didn't check your homework, they didn't show up to the games. That's why you're chasing a prize. You're looking at pussy as a prize. That's why you're going so hard, okay? I'm talking about, you have men out here that don't even read books and don't even go hard to study to elevate their own motherfucking career. But they sure as hell could act like they from the FBI, bitch, and they could study the fuck out of a woman just to get some pussy. That tells me that a man has a lot of healing to do. And there's real men out there like that. You know what I mean? And this is not a conversation, so don't be in my motherfucking voice notes like, but women do it too. We don't care about that today. It's called complicated dick. Okay, so if you're not comfortable with this conversation, you might as well just leave, stage left. With that said though, men who study women, analyze them, be consistent enough, right, to get what the fuck they want out of them are motherfuckers that need therapy. Just saying. And what makes that so complicated for women is that women, right, they view having sex with a man, especially a man that is consistent, a man that is courting them, a man that is really getting to know them, to analyze them, all those things, right? They view sex with a man like that, right, as an act of intimacy. They view that as, wow, you know, I'm giving you a piece of me. I'm giving you my body, right, because I really am feeling you, because I want to build with you. So when you're dealing with a man whose end game is just to get the pussy so he can feel like he that nigga, he really ain't that nigga. And I'm gonna kind of flip the switch a little bit here because this is why I said pussy is power. Because let's not even get it twisted. For two reasons, women hold power because for one, we know we want to fuck someone, okay? So a man in 2022 talking about they bag someone, I doubt it, okay? For like the last couple years, y'all niggas ain't been bagging nothing. Maybe but your groceries, bitch, okay? When it comes to women, you ain't bagging women. Women is bagging y'all. Why? Because if a man has to manipulate, study, be on their FBI, facial expression bullshit, okay? You do all this work just to get pussy. Nigga, you got bagged. You got bagged. Why are you going so hard for pussy? Because pussy is power. So women know exactly if they want to fuck with someone, okay? Second of all, women also call the shots whether or not they want to keep giving you pussy. Hence why pussy is power. So oddly enough, what ends up happening is that when a man does all of that to get the pussy, aka the prize to them, right, they end up showing their true colors. You know what I mean? They're not consistent no more. It's no more grand rising. It's no more good mornings. There's no more good evenings. There's no more lunch break calls. There's none of that, right? Niggas just fall back. They get weird, okay? But then all of a sudden when they think about that pussy, right, and then shorty is like, Niggas gotta go back and do their same bullshit. The problem is, though, is that there are some women out here who have not developed the art of loving themselves enough, right, to pick up on the game and say, oh yeah, nigga, I see what you're doing. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna be real with y'all. I'm a very petty bitch. How am I petty? Because I'm the type that if you have that kind of game, I'm gonna fuck you, right? And the last time I fuck you, I'm gonna fuck your life up, okay? I like to fuck with a nigga's head. Mm-hmm. So if I see that you're pulling some inconsistent shit, I'm gonna give you mind-blowing sex and I'm gonna block your ass right after. Period. That's just how I move. Moving on, though. Next. So another way, honeys, to identify complicated dick would be poor communication, okay? And we'll also put like mixed signals, okay? How many times have when you first talk to a man, right? They're like, I'm looking for a relationship. Oh, you know, I've been single, but I'm ready to settle down. And then y'all over there kikiing and all the good shit. Then you out here doing in relationship kind of sex techniques on a nigga. Then all of a sudden it's like, wait, I really got to work on me. I don't know if I want to be in a commitment. What? You know what I mean? There are men out there that do that. So it's like, come with the no. K-N-O-W, okay, bitch? What I mean by that is that I really wish, especially in 2022, that when you are introducing yourself, right, and the things that you want to acquire, mean that shit, say that shit. You know, if you're not looking for a relationship, say that shit. You know, poor communication and mixed signals, I feel like are deal breakers. And it's probably the number one reason why dick can be so complicated, because you again are building a connection with someone. You're exchanging energy when you're having that in relationship nasty sex. You know what I'm trying to say? And then just to be hit with the, oh, I don't know, and or the lack of communication, it confuses shit, because it's like, damn, when we're in person, right? And you out here got your face between my thighs, nigga. Like, I'm confused. You know what I mean? That kind of level of contact, honey, don't make no sense why you're not contacting me now. Just say it. You know, so it gets confusing. Like, when you're in person with someone, spending that amount of time, being that level of intimate, right? And then when you part ways and then all of a sudden it's like, I really don't know. You know, like all of that. It's like, nigga, why did you do that? What was the reason? That kind of energy. So I feel like mixed signals, poor communication definitely can be a deal breaker for me. Definitely it screams red flag for complicated dick. You know, a lot of the times I feel like two men don't know how to manage their emotions. Okay, we kind of talked about this a couple episodes ago, but just to dive a little deep into this portion of it, you know, men can't manage their emotions. And I feel like sometimes men really are afraid to be in a high level of commitment. I'm gonna be honest with you. There's a lot of broken little boys out here because they were in love by their mama that they really are afraid of opening up because they have their own abandonment issues. And so, you know, they have this like flight or fight kind of energy about them. And so they rather flight, bitch. They're flying, fly, fly. Okay, first class tickets. And the moment that they start getting close and intimate with another woman, especially when, you know, that pillow talking happens, when they opening up about their childhood, doing all that extra shit, niggas start getting scary. They get real spooky. You think it's Halloween in this bitch. And because of that, they rather sit there and pull away, and they rather sit there and confuse you because they're confused. They're confused because at the end of the day, what they're feeling 9 times out of 10 is real love, right? All the potential to grow into that, right? Only for them in turn, right, to do what? Confuse you because they're like, nah. Because if I were to get into this high level of commitment with you and be vulnerable, right, I'm putting myself at risk to what? Having a heartbreak. And men really don't want to feel heartbreak, bitch. Just saying. So they'll play that game. So be on the lookout for that one. Now, my final one, which I think is high level here, top tier, how you can spot complicated dick is toxicity, okay? It's 2022 and baby, that fucking and fighting shit don't work out here. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? Of men really thinking we want toxic niggas. No. And what I mean by toxic niggas is this. If you are text-free crazy, bye. If you're popping up at Trader Joe's when I'm buying my flowers, bye. Bitch, that happened to me, by the way. Okay? If you out here making the fake profiles, bye. If you have me blocked on the gram, but you're still able to text me, bye. Okay? If we out here cursing each other out, and then you still want to see me and be with me and this and this and that and that, bye. All those things are toxic. When I was in high school, that was cute, okay? I was the girl when I was on MySpace changing my songs when my nigga would piss me off. I was that girl dropping niggas off the top 8. I used to be that toxic girl out here playing Let It Burn by Usher, bitch, okay? With the Fallen Hearts and all that shit, okay, bitch? I was that girl before. I'm not that girl no more. It's the same thing. Now in 2022, they're out here subbing you on the gram, posting the little memes. Justin LaBoy is giving y'all niggas all the motherfucking battery packs. Fuck out of here. No. If I curse you out and I don't fuck with you, I'm not fucking you. Let's say it together, girls. If I curse you out and I'm not fucking with you, I'm not fucking you. Okay? For real, for real. And the reason why is because sometimes men really get they shit off. Like, some men really like that crazy shit. Like, men really like where we're like, oh, I'ma pop up and deck you. Like, niggas like that. Niggas like when you go show up at their door ready to fuck them up. They like that. Niggas like that shit when you cursing them out on the phone. They like that shit. You know what I mean? They like that shit. I remember I had a conversation with a man and I was like, you like to argue? He was like, yeah. I was like, bye. And then the nigga was trying to cuddle with me after. Nigga, bye. I have to go. Goodbye. Goodbye. Niggas really are like that. Like, you really have some really like weird ass niggas out here where y'all could get into an argument and shit. I'm talking about like, girl, you was out here pouring your heart out. You was out here with the passages out there. You know what I mean? Sending the scriptures, bitch. You was doing all this shit only for hours later for this nigga to hit you with the shaking my head or the what you doing. Let me see you. And then when y'all seeing each other, they don't even want to talk about shit. They just want to fuck. You know what I mean? They want to fuck, Netflix, chill, roll up a blunt. They want to act like nothing ever happened. Like, it's odd to me. Like, you know, I want to unpack my shit with someone. Like, I'm cool with making up with my partner, right? Being able to make up with your partner is cool. But if you're avoiding the conversations, right, that took us there to lose our cool, and then you're not going to even be accountable to your shit, oh, you got to go. You got to go. And I'm going to give y'all a quick story time real quick, all right? Because this is like real life. And this actually happened recently. Like, you know, I had a nigga that was trying to court me for a minute, right? And I dubbed him. One, he wasn't my type, to be real. But I was like, you know what? Let me stop being like that. Let me just be open-minded. Either way, though, right? Even in seeing his chart, I'm like, yo, there's a karmic tie here. Like, eh. And I even said, I was like, yo, this is not going to work. There's a lesson here, etc. There was a lot of things about this nigga that just, baby, I can go probably in another episode and tell y'all. But let me tell y'all this, okay? Good sis over here been saying it from day one. Like, this is toxic. This is a red flag. You got issues. The way you unpack shit, like the way he gets triggered and the way he resorts to his triggers, bitch, like it was screaming like go to therapy. You know what I'm trying to say? Anyway, long story short, I get into it with this motherfucker where I don't like being yelled at, right? I don't play that shit. Like, no men on this planet will ever yell at me. And baby, thank God I meditate, because first of all, I think it's a turnoff when a man yells. Okay, when a man like yells, and I'm talking about like that high pitch yell, like it's giving girls. But anyway, so with that said, like I kept my cool. And then finally, you know, I had to like drag the nigga because like, girl, like I sat there and kept saying, yo, you need to chill. You need to stop yelling. I'm mad chill, like nonchalant. And then finally I wall out. I had to wall out. And it's crazy because I walled out, and then when I wall out, now all of a sudden this little toxic ass nigga that can't handle his own emotions and don't know how to have a real conversation like a real adult and not be triggered. And even with all the advice I've been giving for weeks about his triggered ass and not dealing with his triggered ways, bitch, this motherfucker gonna try to tell me I'm toxic. And I was like, oh no, sir. Oh no, sir. Oh no, sir. You're not gonna sit there and throw my Bible back at me, bitch. What? Are you dumb? But niggas will do that. And you know, I cut that nigga real quick. You know, luckily for me, that complicated dick was not that complicated, because baby, it wasn't that great. So that's another factor. Like, if the sex ain't bomb, it's cool. It's real easy to cut a nigga off. Like, you was all right anyway. You know what I mean? Like, you wasn't worth the headache, you know? And that's the thing. You know what I mean? Is that niggas will really do that toxic shit, and they really think like we thrive off of that, right? Like, we're gonna be down for dealing with you and your toxic ways, and because you give me dick, I'm gonna stand by it. Huh? No. Now, if it was mom, maybe it'd be a little extra complicated. But it wasn't. But yeah, be mindful of that. You know what I mean? So like, if you see certain things as toxic, don't fall for it, okay? Because there are men out here that really thrive off of that. You know what I mean? Because again, that little broken boy syndrome, honey. And they will really try to bring you into this tornado. They'll try to dick you down and shit like that, because that's what they thrive. They thrive off of it. To be truthful with you, they probably come from broken homes. Those are the types that either the mamas was always working, never at home, and they didn't have structure, or B, you know what I mean? Their mother just ain't pay attention. You know, their world has always been chaos. You know what I mean? Down to, you know, watching their parents, their siblings, their cousins, etc., their homies, all of that, you know, and even them. And I'm gonna be real with you too. A lot of these toxic niggas, if they go from this relationship to that, they're probably toxic. I promise you. If you're constantly meeting a man that has said they're always been single, or they only had a couple of months of a relationship, they're probably toxic. I'm gonna be real with you. That screams commitment issues. That screams you don't know how to settle down. And more importantly, you don't know how to have actual healthy conversations with your partners enough to stay long enough to have a relationship. Yeah, no. No thanks. Okay? Just saying. So let's go ahead and wrap this up a little bit, all right? So how do we break free from complicated dick, right? Honestly and truly, you gotta go cold turkey, bitch. Especially if you have bomb dick, okay? So cold turkey is gonna be your best friend. Why? Because at the end of the day, honestly and truly, I've been in the cycle before where, especially when I was in my hot girl summer shit last year, girl, where we kept doing the on, off, hot, cold, this, that, you know what I mean? And granted, I do. I still love this person. And granted, that relationship was very, very dope to me, even though, like I said, we had our issues. However, I had to go cold turkey. You know, I had a conversation where we were able to unpack it, why this will not work, why I have to go forward. And I ain't gonna even hold y'all, like, you know, shit. When it was December 31st, niggas was really trying my temptations, okay? And then, bitch, you know, even recently, I would have thought it was December 34th, bitch. You know, I really would have, because they was trying my temptations again. But you have to stand in your boundaries, okay? You know, it is not the season, okay, or the era, so to speak, where we want to deal with complicated dick. We're not. You know, I'm a very spiritual person, and don't get it twisted, you know? I mean, I have my moments, you know, aka the hot girl summer. It's nothing to me to admit to that. I'm not going to hold you. It don't make me less spiritual either. Let's not get it twisted. However, I have no interest in complicated dick. Like, I'll try to make it work with someone. I'll try to coach them a little bit, so to speak. I'm very understanding, but eventually when it starts to spiral and it gets into something that fucks with my peace, then I'm like, yo, I gotta go. Now, have I overstayed my presence in certain situations? Yeah, because the dick was bomb. I'll be the first to admit that shit. Shit, when that dick is like, what the? You know what I mean? Like, bitch, yes, I have overstayed. Yes, I had to go pray. Yes, it was hard. However, if I'm being met with some regular ass dick, bye. Girl, I have no issue. I don't know how y'all be staying with motherfuckers that cannot sling dick. I don't know how y'all be putting up with niggas with little shrimps, schmediums, schmalls, you know what I mean? Medium too. Like, I don't know how y'all doing that. Okay, and this is no shade, but niggas that are like, 8 and below, goodbye. I mean, 8 is okay, but especially when we get into like 7 3/4 and down, goodbye. You have regular ass dick. And if you're like 4 and under, have a seat. Even too, the width matters, okay, bitch? Because that's another thing. And outside of the width, I need stamina. Them niggas that gotta go to bed right after sex because you tired, like, if you don't go on the treadmill. Anyway, when it be regular ass dick, okay? Regular dick for me will not move me. Like, I can think somebody's dope. And let me be clear, I'm not superficial, okay? Like, I actually be talking to regular ass niggas. Like, and it's funny because every time I talk to somebody, they always think like I'm gonna be talking to some like pretty boy status kind of nigga. No, I really like no shade. And it's not, am I trying to play nobody? Like, hear me out for like 2 seconds, okay, what I'm saying. I be talking to regular niggas, right? Because I fall in love with people's personalities first. Like, I really do. Like, I'm more of a personality person, oddly enough. Because, girl, it's been a few times where my friends and my family be like, what were you smoking? And I'd be like, bruh, I don't know. And anyway, so I'll talk to a regular guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the looks ain't everything for me. You know what I mean? It really is like a personality, their spirit, and then the dick. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I can deal with a nigga with some really bomb dick. And even if he, you know what I mean, he ain't pretty boy status, and then he don't have all the monies in the world, all that shit, like, it's cool. You know what I mean? Because one, you know, I am a Leo. Okay, I'm a Leo sun, Sag moon, Libra rising, okay, bitch? And my Lilith is in Libra, and I love me some sex. And, you know, if the sex ain't bomb, I'm out. That's it, on to the next, period. So what I'm trying to say is that I've dated regular guys, and it's nothing to me, right, to date a regular guy, you know? And I can even, you know, deal with a little bit of regular dick, but he better have, like, bomb-ass spirit. But when you come in with, like, that complicated dick shit, nah. And I'm gonna be real with you. Like, now this might sound a little toxic or ignorant, but I'll give multiple chances, okay? So we have a couple of lifelines here if the sex is bomb, okay, and the dick is long. Like, you know, there could be a little bit of chances. I've been a fool before, bitch, where I've given some chances to complicated dick because, oh my God, the sex is amazing. But if the sex is like whatever, and you're regular looking, because I don't go after looks like that, oh, bye. I'm gonna cut you off in a heartbeat. And then sometimes I feel like these men with complicated dick, they get pretty girls who, like me, just care about personality. We don't really care about y'all looks and shit. They be feeling themselves after, and then we gotta humble them, like, real quick. Like, first of all, do you realize you're regular? Do you know that you make like 15 an hour? Have a seat, bitch. You know, just end up going in on niggas. Because sometimes they do. They end up like trying to walk around complicated dick with big dick energy. But it's like, no. Humble yourself. So, yeah, whatever. Anyway, so to break free from complicated dick, cold turkey. Cold turkey, stand your ground, know your boundaries, etc. To the men out there with complicated dick, whether you have big dick energy, big dicks, little dicks, either way, go to therapy. That little broken boy syndrome in 2022 does not work here. It's not cute here. Nobody wants to be your mama. Nobody wants to go through you and your trials and tribulations. And more importantly, nobody wants to help you heal. Just saying. And no, sex is not fix shit. Just saying. So yeah. But anyway, that's all I really have for y'all today. Thank you so much for tapping into today's episode. Again, in the description box will be the link to my single. Go take a listen. You know, pretty much a lot of things in today's episode you'll kind of hear in the single Complicated. Feel free to drop me some voice notes. Let me know what you think of today's episode. If you are a man with a complaint, say the fuck off my page. Just saying. Anyway, I will see you guys on the next one. Thank you so much.